Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Greetings, family. Greetings, brothers and sisters. We want to welcome you to our Blog Talk Radio program this evening. This is Center Stage, and we're getting up close and personal with the BBS Value Tour, which stands for Black Business Space Value Tour. I am one of the co-hosts of this call tonight, Brother Stephen Biko, out of Atlanta, Georgia, serving on the Outreach Commission for the BBS Value Tour. Our other co-host, Lady Liana, out of California, I know is taking care of an event. She's an entrepreneur doing her thing, so she may be joining us late. And we also definitely look forward to being joined by Sister Jacqueline Taylor Adams out of Philadelphia, also a host of this weekly Thursday night call. But we definitely have a good lineup tonight. A lot of very, very positive brothers and sisters are going to be coming forward to share with us some good news of what's going on. So all of you who are listening online, you also can call in over your phone if you so desire by dialing 646-716-7994. Again, to call in over your phone, 646-716-7994. We definitely look forward to everyone being able to get in, be a part of this conversation, and give us some input as well, if you so desire. So that's what we're doing right now. I think to get things started tonight, we're going to get into a little music as we're waiting for some of our guests and other co-hosts to get on the line. And I'm trying to see what would be good tonight to start things off. We have quite a few people from the Master Griot Project, spoken word artists, that are here. But at first, I think we're going to start off with one of our supporters for the BBS Value Tour, the Exodus International Group, and we're going to give you some information about them right now, and then we're going to come back and move forward. So again, we're here in Center Stage tonight, Blog Talk Radio. I'm Brother Stephen Biko out of Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Introducing IE, Individual Expressions, a fresh face in natural skin care. We exist to accommodate your individual expressions through moisturizing. IE has something for every lifestyle, from moisturizing in the shower to complete high-end spa treatments at less than half the price. With over 12 intoxicating products to choose from that use only natural preservatives, no water, and healing ingredients, IE products are handmade to heal, preserve, detox, renew your skin, and make it fiercely soft. That's IE, Individual Expressions. Visit us online at www.individualexpressions-myb.com. That's www.individualexpressions.myb.com. IE, moisturizing you.
All right, greetings, family. We're back again, representing Center Stage tonight. Hopefully you all have enjoyed the information that came forward from some of our BBS Value Tour members. This information is being shared with us so that we can connect with it. And those of us who are interested in learning more about those products, definitely get in touch with those individuals that you heard or businesses that you heard represented tonight. We're really looking forward to a good guest lineup, and we want you all to feel very inspired to call in and to share with us as well what's going on. I think right now we're going to get into culture expression, one of the Master Griot artists, Infinite Life poet, with a little something called All My Days. So y'all check this out. We'll be right back.
I recall on those days I told myself I'd always be alone, giving up, yet life is full. I turned my face from dreams now growing dusty on a shelf. I cried for days for what, when only I can change the future of my past. I realized I don't trust myself like I should. I called above for help and you sent me myself. All of my days, all of my life, so in love, you're so amazing. All of my days, all my life, so in love, it's so amazing what I recall. Southern days, I'd ask myself, is it gonna last? Stress and strain, yet like before, we endure the storm and realize our greatest joy.
Lifetimes cross the galaxies and stars to find the other half to complete my heart. Just for and why, though she was not very far in human form, this angel, she took my heart across the burning sands. Allah had us protected. 9 months later, perfection was manifested. Came before y'all to give you many blessings.
It's so amazing what all of my days,
Greetings. All right, brothers and sisters, I think that we're back on board, and we definitely want to give thanks for that. That was All of My Days from Infinite Life Poet, beautiful piece, one of the Master Griot artists representing. And so we definitely want to share more and more of our brothers and sisters out here that's doing positive things, especially making positive music. And and give them some exposure as well. But tonight we're going to be speaking with some very, very positive folks. We're looking forward to hearing from tonight Brother Jim Newsom, also known as the Digital Drummer. And then, of course, one of our featured spoken word actress divas, Just Queen. We definitely look forward to hearing from her, and also Sister Nancy Aldrich with the Black Yellow Pages will be calling in momentarily as well. So this is a chance for us to get connected and to learn more about what's going on in our community. Once again, we want to welcome you. This is Center Stage today, which is October the 23rd, 2008. And we come to you live every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio / N as in Nancy, BB, T as in Tom, A, NBBTA for the Center Stage program. So tonight I'm kind of holding it down to my co-host, Lady Liana. She out there making money, so we ain't mad at you. And our host, Sister Jacqueline, is definitely hard at work as well, so I'm in the driver's seat making sure everything goes on smoothly. I definitely want to just give everyone, I guess, a brief summary of who I am and how I got to this place, being connected with the Black Business Space Value Tour. Basically, I'm a problem solver in the community and focusing on organization and development of our community, and constantly striving to be more system-centered in our approach as to solving the problems that continually affect us and our communities. And so we must always understand, family, that the problems that we are facing, racism, classism, sexism, or whatever, these issues are systemic and also have become institutionalized among us. And so if we're going to properly counteract these things, then we have to be system-centered, and we have to have solutions that are institutional and can be institutionalized among us and that are intergenerational, so that what we're doing today can be carried on and passed on to our youth, and they can continue to build upon the foundation which we lay for them. And so those who know me know that I represent 101050 on the regular, and 101050 is our monthly power plan. This is a way for us to get actively involved every month in addressing community issues. And so that's what time it is for us. So 101050 basically is asking us, those of us in particular who say that we are seriously concerned about our condition as a people, to commit 10 hours each month and volunteer your time with a community-based organization or institution that is doing good work to uplift and improve us as a people. The second 10 is asking us that whoever we give our time to, we want to commit a minimum of $10 each month to help fund that good work that we will give our time to. And the 50 is asking us to transfer or redirect at a minimum $50 a month from our monthly budgets. This is money that we spend every month, brothers and sisters, outside of our community. We want to redirect a minimum of $50 each month to a Black-owned business and or service provider. Now, $50 should not be the total that we spend, so we want to also be creative and try to spend as much money as possible. But let's commit to a minimum of $50 each month that we would take money that we spend every month, not new money, brothers and sisters, all right? This is same money but we're making it brand new because we're creating energy now and a recycling effect by turning around and performing cooperative economics in the black community. And so not only are we performing a good service and volunteering our time and being charitable with our donations, but through cooperative economics, we also are now being able to set the tone and be the example of what we call mutual power building. This is what is in place among any other community or any other people among us. And so we don't have to come up with new ways. We have to study those around us. Let's look at the Latino community. And while everybody is hollering and screaming about whether they're illegal immigrants or not, they're building mutual power for their community. They're developing businesses. They're owning homes. They're owning businesses. They're practicing cooperative economics right in front of our face. So they could care less what you say about them. They're going to show you what it is for them. This is the same thing that's going on with the Arabs in our community, with the Asians, with everyone else in the community. They definitely are practicing cooperative economics and community development. So 10-10-50, brothers and sisters, this is our plan of action on a monthly basis. And 10-10-50 is good by itself, but we say we must practice 10-10-50 and always exercise the principle of Imani, or faith. We must have faith in our success as a people, and we must have faith that the proper leadership and systems are being developed to help facilitate and coordinate this mutual power-building activity that we're involved in. So I want to encourage everyone to, one, commit to 10-10-50. We want you to visit the website, which is 10-10-50.org. Again, those are the numbers, 10-10-50.org. If you are down with 10-10-50, there's a link on the site to register to be down with 10-10-50, because we want to know everybody who has made a commitment to perform this monthly plan of action. And so all that's required for you to register to be down is your name and your email address. And then information will come from the 10-10-50 campaign to give greater clarity and awareness of what we need to do from here on out once we commit to this plan. But we definitely see it as one of the solutions that are definitely needed right now in our community, and we encourage everyone to be down with 10-10-50. Let's commit ourselves to practice this basic plan every month and encourage others to do the same. So again, 10-10-50.org is where you can go to learn more information about our basic plan of empowerment. And I see that we have a caller on the line who's joined us from area code 213. Greetings, caller. How are you? Are you there? Okay. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I can't hear you. So hopefully we can definitely work that out. Well, at this time, 213, please stay on the line, and we'll be back momentarily. We're going to come in with another selection from one of our artists on the BBS Value Tour. Forgive me, that stands for the Black Business Space Value Tour. And before we do that, though, we're going to run another commercial, and we'll be right back. So y'all stay right there, and we'll check you in just a minute.
Dion, I have imparted in you a witty and much-needed gift. An invention. And you shall go forth. And you shall call it the lockdown. Now go. Spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down.
right, brothers and sisters, we are back on live. This is Center Stage. I'm one of the co-hosts tonight, Brother Stephen Biko out of Atlanta, Georgia. 213, we see you back on the line. Are you with us? Okay, maybe I'm doing something here. Let me see what I have to do if you're on with us. To get you up online, I'll try to work on that. Y'all have to forgive me, too. I'm working in switchboard tonight. I'm usually not behind the controls, so it's just a little bit challenging, but we're going to work through it. We definitely want to thank those who've joined us in the chat room. In particular, I see Allah Oshun. So we want to say peace and blessings to you. Thank you for joining us tonight. And we definitely want you to feel free to chime in, even through chat, with any questions or comments that you may have. So, brothers and sisters, we're waiting for some of our guests to come forward that we're going to share with you tonight. We're looking to hear from Brother Jim Newsom, also known as the Digital Drummer, our spoken word actress, diva, Just Queen, and, of course, Sister Nancy Aldridge. Will be coming back again. We didn't get a chance to hear a lot of from her on last week's call, but she is representing the online Black Yellow Pages. Powerful effort going on with that as well. And so we definitely look forward to hearing from her tonight. Also, I see we got 267 on the line. Greetings. Are you with us?
Hello, this is Jacqueline Taylor Adams.
Greetings, Jacqueline. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. I see what I was doing now. 213, I see I got you there. I think I had you on mute, so y'all probably been hollering at me like, what is this man doing? Don't he hear me? So y'all have to forgive me. You know, I went to public school, so I'm kind of slow. But it'll be all right. Greetings, Jacqueline.
Greetings. Greetings, everyone. Well, just want to let you know that Queen will not be able to make it tonight.
Okay.
Because she has a meeting with someone that's going to support the festival. But she will be available next week. And tonight we will be bringing in as our featured artist, Brother Amun Miraj. He is a featured spoken word artist with the BBS Value Tour. So we're still going to have some good stuff going on.
All right, very good, real good. We look forward to hearing from that brother as well. And anybody else who joins us, if you know, want to ask a question or make a comment, definitely feel free to do so. If you want others to join in to this conversation, if you're chatting or listening online, have them give us a call, which is, 646-716-7994. Again, to call in over your phone to join us tonight on Center Stage, you can dial 646-716-7994, and you'll be plugged in to the Center Stage program. We're getting up close and personal with those who are working with us with the BBS Value Tour. So we appreciate that. Jacqueline, did you have any other information you want to share, or any artist in particular that's on the list that you like those listening to get a chance at hearing from?
Well, we can check out what about Rock and Roll? It's by our featured artist, Mahogany. She's our featured soul artist. And Rock and Roll gives us a little history and knowledge and a little neo-soul at the same time.
All right. Who is that by?
Mahogany.
Mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
All right, family. Well, we're about to hear from Sister Mahogany, and this is Rock and Roll. And so y'all rock and roll to this, and we'll be right back.
Well, what do you know? Another Beat Hustlers production. get out strong and bold. Do you want a rugged road? I'm a phenomenal woman, like Maya Angelou. I'm a phenomenal woman, and I can feel it through and through. I can rock and I can roll, like the stories of history now told. This is rhythm and this is blues. Had a baby boy they didn't choose. They named him rock and roll when our legacy was sold. Music from the soul, music from the heart. Black music has always been here, it's been here from the start.
I hope you like it and feel the same way. This is the blues, this is rock and roll. This is R&B, the story's been told.
Louis Armstrong, Little Richard, Funkadelic, and Jackie Wilson, Tina Turner, Billie Holiday, Ray Charles, and Marvin Gaye.
Feel the drums, feel the beat, feel the magic, feel the heat. Feel the drums, feel the beat, feel the magic. Rock it out strong and bold. Do you wanna rock and roll? Do you wanna rock and roll? Feel it all through your soul. Rock it out strong and bold. Do you wanna rock and roll?
So how you feeling, Mahogany?
All right, y'all. We back at you. Center stage. That was definitely feeling Sister Mahogany, rock and roll. That was real tight there. And that's one of our featured artists on the BBS Value Tour. So we definitely look forward to hearing more from Sister Mahogany. All right, Sister Jacqueline.
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. We got a 213 on the line. I'm trying to make sure that that's not a guest that's waiting to call in. 213, you with us? Okay. May just be a listener right now. But before we move forward with anything else, I wanted to make sure that you, Jacqueline, were able to get out any vital information that you want to share with us tonight regarding the upcoming BBS Value Tour, where that's going to be and what's happening with that, and even what support may be needed by those who are listening to help us make that a success.
Okay. Well, our next stop will be at the 23rd Annual Art Expo here in Philadelphia at the Leah Cora Center on Temple University campus. It's November the 7th through the 9th. It's all day. It features African-American artists from all over the country, outside of the country. Charles Bibbs will be there. James Denmark is the featured fine artist. Also celebrities including Ice-T and his wife Coco. Bernadette Standis, who played Thelma in Good Times. Ralph Carter, who played Michael in Good Times. He has a theater. Bernadette Standis has a book that she has been promoting and marketing. She's a writer. And then Ella Joyce, who played the wife on Rock, she has a play that's out, and that performance will also be going on. There will be a series of events before the expo, including at November the 7th. We're going to be meeting at the Arts Garage, where we'll be doing a expo kickoff and a fan appreciation day at 1535 Ridge Avenue in North Philadelphia. Another black-owned facility that's just fabulous. It's the best artwork on the walls there, and it's real feel like it makes you feel like honestly you got New York and Philly. So, and then we're gonna have some of our people come down, like MBL Records will be down. We're gonna invite a few artists out, as well as the local Philadelphia artists, so we can all get together for a change and network. So, how we need your support is a few different ways, just a couple ways. First, we need everyone to go to www.octobergallery.com. If you live in Philadelphia, if you live in New Jersey, Delaware, even Maryland, do your best to make it out. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. The things that happen there are really great. You really get to meet these people one-on-one and really get to connect. There's a whole health pavilion. So everything from full vegetarian foods, all natural body and wellness care classes, massages, dances, all kind of workshops. There's so many different things go on at the expo other than just the art exhibits. There will be all types of workshops all weekend, body painting, there's just all different type of things, including learning about art. But it's a great experience for the entire family. So we ask that you go to www.octobergallery.com and show your support by clicking, learning about it, checking out their blogs. And if you're in the area, just come out. It's a $10 for the entire weekend. And for seniors and students, it's only $5, and you get a pass for the entire week, and you can come and go as you please. There's always free art to get when you come in. There's just so many things, and it's more and more than worth it. So I want everyone who's in the area, one, to commit to go. Secondly, any businesses, we have a fantabulous, and I made up my own words, advertising special for $1.50. It's really, we're giving you a whole lot for $150. The expected attendance is 40,000. So you have an opportunity to reach out to a targeted market. These are people who believe in supporting blacks in business. They believe in the family. This is run by the Red Cross family. And this is definitely a Philly family thing. Almost lotty-dotty and anybody in Philly, we'll be doing something at the expo in the black community. You'll be doing something. It'll be volunteering, helping someone out, giving a show, performing. Everybody just does something. This is our thing. So these are people that value family. They value the art and the artists, and that's such an important thing because they keep our culture. They tell our stories. These are people who are willing to own our art. So these are people that you want to reach out and reach out to because they already will have an allegiance to you. And you know these are people that are willing to support businesses, willing to support blacks in business. And so many of you have such fabulous services and products. So for $150, you will get an infomercial, 30-minute infomercial we will do for you. We will also record a 60-second commercial. We will distribute 1,000 pieces of your information, and you will get a link as an advertiser on our main website for 30 days through November 30th, and also you will get an ad. We're doing a multimedia presentation that will be displayed at the expo throughout the weekend, and your advertisement will be part of that multimedia presentation. So people get to see it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you get all of this for $150. You can't beat it. So that's the next way you can really help and support. You'll be supporting the tour. You'll be helping us to be able to make a good presentation there and let everyone know the value of the tour, as well as supporting yourself. So those are the two great ways that you can help.
All right. Beautiful. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, and we definitely encourage everyone to come forward. Now, Jackie, I see that Brother Jim Newsom has joined us. Jim, can you hear us?
Jim?
Okay. Now, the switchboard is saying that he's on air and that his line is unmuted. So, Jim, you may want to maybe try to hang up and call in again because I see you on and I got you unmuted, but we still don't hear you, my brother. All right, and we definitely want to welcome. We have a 770 just joined us on the line. Are you there with us, caller?
Hello?
Greetings, 770. Can you hear us? Oh, no wonder. I got to learn how to do that. All right, 770, you with us?
I am with you. This is Queen.
Hi, you're
Greetings,
Queen.
Yeah.
Okay,
how are you doing? Hello?
How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing good. I can finally hear y'all.
Okay.
Yes, we hear you too. Now, Jim, are you back with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. All right, we worked it all out now.
Oh, right. Okay. Hi, Jackie. Good to finally hear your voice.
All right, how are you, Jim?
I'm doing fine. I'm really enjoying the show here. The music is sounding great. You guys are doing fabulous things, and I just want to commend you on your efforts to bring us together as a people to give us a purpose and direction.
Okay.
Yes, no doubt.
All righty, and thank you, Jim. I mean, your work is, this is a digital drummer audience. If you heard the digital drummer, if you see him around in his blogs and everything, there is nowhere Jim is not.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Jim Newsom that you see on MySpace, on Yahoo, on everywhere there is anywhere to be. This is the Jim Newsom, the digital drummer.
Well, I'm just a simple man. I like to say that I pass messages of interest and concern to our people from one website to another, like the drummers of old Africa.
No doubt. Yes, and the drum beat is so important for us. We can't live without it, you know.
Well, beyond the sound, there must be action. Faith without works is nothing. And you guys and Jackie, I know, have been putting a lot of hard work and effort and money into building up an online community that's going to promote blacks across the country, that's going to lift us up and give us positive images and products and services so that we can finally come together as a true collective.
Yes, yeah, no doubt. We definitely want to give thanks to Sister Jacqueline. She has been working hard behind the scenes and on center stage, wherever she got to be, you know, being a master networker. And that's one of the things that, you know, our people have always, you know, been known for. And, I mean, there's many times where we'll see, like, we'll put our history on a quilt, you know, but you got to have somebody who's going to stitch that quilt and put all the pieces in that quilt exactly where they need to be to make that quilt, you know, represent whatever that piece of history or legacy is supposed to talk about. So us networking today, brothers and sisters, is just vital, really, right now to our survival. The only way that we're going to make it as a people in these days is for us to get back to our original ways and the principles of the Nguzo Saba, or commonly known as the principles of Kwanzaa. These are seven principles of community, and we must implement these principles on a daily basis and not just look at them as something we observed at the end of the year for a week, but 365 straight through. We need to be definitely focused on them and then setting the tone and being the example of actually implementing these principles. And then naturally, from our implementation and our consistency with this, it will begin to affect real change. So cooperative economics, our creativity, our purpose, our collective work and responsibility, our self-determination, our unity, and, of course, exercising our faith. All of these are part of laying the foundation for community development. So big up to you, Sister Jackie, for doing your thing.
Well, I know she definitely has earned that title.
Well, Brother Beaker, you sound like a friend of mine, Lee Green. He's been known to repeat that same statement to me many a time.
Hey, that's right. Yes, sir. And
well,
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Lee yet, but, you know, he's a big brother to me because he's doing, you know, mighty works in his name, and his reputation precedes him. And so I look forward to following in his footsteps and also being a helping support and carrying on, you know, his mission and the mission of uniting our people.
Well, he's a powerful man. He works not only within building the black business space, his sites and his networks, but he works with Roger Madison over at Izania. He works with me. He works with Brian Franklin at One Eye Mall. He's everywhere that I am, and he's actively helping a brother, not just trying to get, but give as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're all together right now, because of Lee Green.
That's the truth.
We want to definitely give Lee much respect. And another reason why we're all together, and the reason why I asked Queen to come on today specifically, was because she's launching the first holiday theater festival in Atlanta on December the 19th through the 21st. Correct, Queen?
That's correct.
And what is needed is she has been, like, kind of putting off some of her promotions and all. She's a fabulous spoken word artist, and she is an actress as well. And so she's new into the acting, and she's been emerging herself into that industry. And she felt, well, you know, let me help some people here and help some people here, and then I would have made some alliances, so when it's time for my project, I'd have some help. But instead, you know, that didn't happen. And I just reminded her that, you know, that's not the only family you have. So the creative director for the Master Griot Project and founding artistic director for First World Theater Ensemble, she's going to come down from Philly and direct the festival for her. Queen is a Master Griot artist, so she automatically has my help and support. But now what I need is the family of Atlanta to come together. We have three nights and 250 seats each night that we need to fill up. So we have group rates and shows of family. We need to come together and make sure this happens. It's wonderful to have a theater festival at the holiday times. I mean, they have the Nutcrackers, this and that, and we do... Freedom Theater, which they haven't done in the past couple of years, but we have had the Black Nativity. But it's great to have theater going on at the holiday times that reflect our own community. And Queen has a one-woman show called Open Scars, so she really speaks to a lot of women and issues that women have. And then Zahara is going to do, I think, that Sunday night, her one-woman show, Sojourner. To get to see a little Sojourner Truth, and Queen's going to tell us more, but she has a whole spoken word night. They have a party. It's just a whole weekend of fun activities, so we get to celebrate the holidays together at the holiday festival. So Jim, Stephen, you guys, you know, we're going to let Queen speak and all, but we are bringing her here so the family to come together. And enough time ahead of time, we can get these groups out there.
Right.
Well, thank you, Jackie. I mean, I'm sold on it. Even though I'm putting it on the way that she put it out there, I'm sold on it. Like, I want to go.
Yeah.
No, for real. But what's going on is I decided to put together this festival. It was an idea that she became up with me. She was like, let's just make it a whole weekend. I'm going to be a part of it, you know, so people started coming back around that I was forming alliances with, and we're going to have a festival where it's 3 days, six plays. My play is going to feature the whole way through, and the theme of it is show, shopping, and champagne. You get to come through. We're going to have free desserts, free wine tasting, and then before you come into the show, you actually get to see a live DJ, live music, two plays, and afterwards you're going to see a fashion show during intermission so you can know that we have gifts, we have everything because it's the holiday season, and I wanted to give back in the way the artists give back. We give of our talent. So I wanted to invite all my friends to come out and just show Atlanta that, hey, we have love too. You know, a lot of us artists don't really care about the holidays, but this is a way for us to give back and say, hey, come hang out with us for a change for a little bit, and then we're going to kick off your whole holiday season. It's been a taxing year. Y'all can go to theholidaytheaterfestival.com to get tickets to see more about myself, and you just see more promotions coming, so sign up on email list and all that so I can let you know what's going on for the festival. Right now we have an early bird special, so you might, you know, don't miss out. There's specials, there's all kind of things going on. Hope to see everybody, not just the Atlanta community, come out.
No doubt. Now, Queen, please give out that that website one more time for us.
Holidaytheaterfestival.com.
Spell theater for us, because it's spelled two different ways.
Okay, yeah. This theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Okay, that's the performance theater.
Yeah, so I'm just going to let y'all know up front, though, that there's so many people coming through. The Sunday, not only I have Zahara, I have Queen Sheba, you know, International Slam Poet. I have Deaf Poets, Georgia Mee, Tommy Bottoms. I have Toy Hall, Last Forever, you know, Malik Salam. Everybody is coming through.
Okay.
WRC, the radio station. Everybody's going to be doing workshops on Saturday, too. I don't know if I told y'all about the workshops going on Saturday to let y'all know how y'all can put together your own festival in time or how to put together your own play or your stage play. We're going to give back in all type of ways. We're giving up talent in time, so y'all come out.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds
good. Let me understand. Is this in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh?
No, Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Seven Stages. Seven Stages Theater. Everybody knows about Seven Stages. That's, you know, a thespian or into theater and arts in Atlanta, at least.
Okay. Well, I'm on the West Coast, Queen, so you have to forgive her, brother.
That's okay, but guess what you can do? I know that you want to show your love, so you can still go to holidaytheaterfestival.com. They got a whole donation section. I know you couldn't show your love, but we can still donate your ticket or whatever. You can still be a part of it.
Well, I will definitely put it on my drum line and try to help get the word out about it.
Okay, thank you.
He has an amazing drum line.
Okay, Jim Newsom.
Yeah, he's a digital drummer.
I heard your introduction as well, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I'd like to do a little online donation. Anyone that purchases a ticket to the festival, I'll give a free screensaver to.
Woohoo! Look at that. Thank you.
All you have to do is send me an email and mention Queen's name. Say that you purchased a ticket to the holiday festival.
Well, tell us more about the screensaver.
The number one, my company, City Light Software, is the number one developer of Afrocentric software in the country. I make over 17 different products that feature people of color. I noticed that Jackie mentioned that Charles Bibbs is going to be at an upcoming event. I have the digital rights for him. I represent Charles Bibbs, Albert Finnell, Calvin Massey, Pancho Brown. I have some beautiful black art from some of the top artists in the country, as well as Ray Charles, George Clinton, all stars of jazz. And I make the only educational screensaver in the nation designed specifically for the school system to promote diversity.
Wow.
Yeah. So look at that. You get so there's more added on to the festival. Y'all come on out there. Get online and get your tickets.
Well, that's right. That's right. I definitely, Queen, you know, I'm here in Atlanta, so I'm definitely going to be looking forward to doing all that I can with the efforts that I'm working with, the Problem Solvers Unlimited Network and the Collective Black People Movement, to generate as much energy as possible to get you out on our websites. And, of course, we definitely are plugged in with WRFG from Wynique Shabazz all the way down through so many of the show hosts, of course, Malik Kalam and, you know, Akhenaten and,
guess who's
Mason.
Ms. D is the host.
We say Akhenaten's the host?
Ms. Dia.
Oh, Ms. Dia. Okay, no doubt. All
yeah.
Right. Yes. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, we got plenty of time. Again, give us the date for that.
The dates are December 19th through the 21st at Seven Stages Theater. So you have 3 days, a whole weekend to get to me.
And
Seven Stages.
Also, just to let everybody know, there are group rates available. And so if you have 10 or more people, that constitutes a group. So that's a good way to save a little money and for all your friends to go hang out and get your last-minute shopping done while enjoying theater and performances. It's just going to be a whole arts festival.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay, beautiful. So those of y'all who not in the Atlanta area, but you know some folks and you're trying to figure out what you're going to get them for the holiday, you know what I'm saying, get them a cultural gift, you know, a cultural enriching gift, you know, and that's the gift that keeps on giving, so.
And let me add on, too, I'm really serious about having stockings there because when you come in, everybody's exhibits and tables are going to be up, and, you know, I have some new a t-shirt line that's going to be coming out, you know, about the show, and it's just a really, the fashion show is going to showcase my whole new t-shirt line, so it's going to be a great stocking stuffer. DVDs, CDs, all those things are great stocking stuffers, so it's more, like I said, it's really, you come into like a mini mall, you just come into a whole world of just everybody coming together to do everything, so it's, y'all come out to Seven Stages. You won't be disappointed.
Okay. Now, I have a couple more things real quick, Queen. First,
okay.
Vending opportunities. People, they want to vend. Are there vending opportunities available?
There are vending opportunities available.
And how do people go about it?
So to
how
go, about,
go about it.
Okay. You can either, I'm going to still go to the website, but you can also email me as well. Or email with the Holiday Theater Festival and somebody will take care of. I'm getting back to you and telling you everything. That's going to be the holidaytheaterfestival.com. And then the email is holidayfestival@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we have vending opportunities, so you can participate as a vendor.
There's sponsorship opportunities. Everything is still open. I mean, Jackie said it in the introduction. I need, you know, everybody's help.
Yeah. But you know, and the main thing is, like at this point, you can start as simply as by just getting a group together. If we fill all the seats, we got the main part done. So we want all those seats filled by November. To be honest, we don't want to wait till the last minute at the door,
right.
And then maybe we can add on some additional performances. So,
no doubt.
The next thing is, I know you thought you've been on the show so much, and I know you think they know you, and I know you and love you, but a lot of people still don't know you. The whole world doesn't know you yet, so they want to know, who is this queen?
That's right,
queen,
yeah, who is this queen? I've been
queen?
An A all over the place. I ain't never ran across this queen. Who is this queen?
Oh, you should have ran across me. First of all, you know, my number one love, I'm a spoken word artist. You know, that's really how most people remember me or going to know me and get to know me is being a spoken word artist up front. I'm very, though, talented, so because I become a playwright as well. But, Queen, I'm cool, I'm crazy. I have a very serious tone to me and to my work. It's very important to me, and that's how I present it. I'm real funny. I'm real cool, but I take poetry really seriously, like the way I write, the way I construct everything, the way I try to put out a message because I'm also, you know, I'm educated as well. So that's Queen just really out to put out work to people that can help them heal, and help them learn how to write. For some reason, you know, poetry became my life, so that's how people should know me as Queen like that. So you, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen me, if you see me in Atlanta, I'll run across you, you'll know that it's me. You know who this queen is.
So, Queen, really, how did you, I mean, where are you from? Because I know Jersey, I heard.
I know it's so hard, but I moved to Atlanta from New Jersey. I spent my whole 8 years in the Air Force in New Jersey, and I was a young person. I was 18, so that's where I was last. And before that, I mean, I grew up in Colorado. You understand? But I was born in, you know, Arkansas. You see, so it's like, I don't even know what to tell you. I've been in all of them a substantial amount of time, you know, in all these areas. But I came here from New Jersey, and I claim New Jersey just as much as, you know, by way of Colorado. So, you know.
So,
but now I'm in the A. Look, now I'm in the A. ATL-ian now. Like, I claim Atlanta for real.
Okay. Now, did you attend Temple at all? Or you just was in Jersey and you come to Philly a lot to perform?
Say that again?
Did you attend Temple at all, or you were just in Jersey and came to Philly a lot?
No, yeah, I was in Jersey coming to Philly all that time. Yeah, I graduated from Southern Illinois University from SIU.
Carbondale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up.
Said Lukey. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I used to be down there a lot. My sister went to school there.
Yeah, so I would drive all over Philadelphia and Jersey and Baltimore. I really... From all them places, too. I got, you know, honorary Baltimorean pass and Philadelphian pass. So, I'm nomadic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what inspired you to the poetry, Queen?
Like, when I was in the military, a lot of stuff just went on to where I had no outlet. And the only way I could try to get all that stuff off of me and from around me was to write it down, because any other action or reaction would have been bad for me. And so good thing I was smart enough to be able to put it in a creative way. So that's what put me to a kind of like a painful situation that has become so beautiful and, you know, so profitable.
So, because it was the military, was it too constraining or what? I mean,
yeah.
Queen acts silly, just to let the audience know, Queen may be acting silly, but she is a serious militant sister.
Am I?
So, let her fool you.
But see, I don't even know that. It's just like, it's nature for me, so I don't feel that way. You understand? I feel
mm-hmm.
like this is a normal thing for me, and, you know, I don't know how to take that comment sometimes. I'm like, is it like mean or is it?
No,
know.
It's good. Because
I've been told I'm being too. I was like, hold on, which one is it?
Now, militant, there's nothing wrong with that now.
Today, we're, people have been committed to positive images, just committed to being black. You know, so many people, I find in marketing, it's so many black folks really are not okay with being black when you get down to it. So if they're not okay with being black, that's why it's so hard to convince them to support a black business, to buy black art. And I have sat in so many conversations, that's why I don't go to black, and they don't want anything that look black, and they don't want to support black businesses, and we just deter so much from it. So when people are committed to being black and presented in a positive way, and a lot of times you're very strategic, and you're very open. Now, that's what I enjoy about your poetry. You know, Queen is Queen, and she's real open. And sometimes it's raw, but she's Queen, and she always tells a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so y'all don't be nervous out there. If she's talking about the black people, y'all don't be no nervous Negroes. You know,
yeah, that's how you know.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, before, you know, we actually close out, and I don't know if I got on Twitter, how long we can stay online, but, you know, since everybody want to know who Queen is and stuff like that, you know, I'll tell you one thing, if I am militant, I definitely, one thing I really don't like is nervous Negroes, so beware. Nervous Negroes on the loose. In fact, do a double take, one may be standing next to you. Nervous Negroes be the subject in Mobb Deep song, Shook Ones. Well, since your sex is wrong, trade me your boxers, I'll give you my thong. Nervous Negroes can't even lock and load a pistol to protect themselves from danger because Jesus ain't coming back. Nervous Negroes get tense when Queen comes on the scene, face bug mean, hissing to friends, here go this chick with that bullish. Well, this chick will have your back while your friend's stabbing it. Nervous Negroes? Still have nigger name vocabulary. When our ancestors are robbed of their names, nigger was to shame them. So, nigger, get to the back of the bus and don't you get up. Since you a punk, I'll go to the front and see what's up. Nervous Negroes talk too much of the same substance that come out my butt. Nervous Negroes ridicule the revolution. Revolutionaries want change to be sweet like men on Peachtree. Nervous Negroes behave around white folks. Now they can't crack no jokes. They still under the hoax. And immediately their heads go down, not even being crowned. Nervous Negroes reject naturals, cornrows, and afros, but picture themselves with them at home. Nervous Negroes have the resources to reconstruct the black nation, but they dare not mess up the church's money. nervous egos tend to tell you your responsibility. And if you don't do what they do, then you're not doing what God wants you to. Question, who are you? Nervous Negroes, kill Marcus Garvey. Nervous Negroes, kill the Black Panther Party. Nervous Negroes, kill Malcolm X. Nervous Negroes, kill the Haji Malik Shabazz. Nervous Negroes won't applaud Brian Nichols. Nervous Negroes, kill King's Dream. Nervous Negroes, be while we suffer. Nervous Negroes got me nervous. Nervous Negroes will corrupt you if you part of their posse. Will brainwash you to believe that the black sheep is the enemy. Nervous Negroes don't look in mirrors. It be shaking so much that the image is blurry. Nervous Negroes will never, ever, 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 what? Collectively wear red, black, and green. But they will do red, white, and blue, not the Capolo Hill figure two, and they already told you. Our clothes are not for you. Nervous Negroes always got something to prove. Nervous Negroes do everything not to be called African. I mean, I'm just a human being. Nervous Negroes, so Harpo to be Sophia. Nervous Negroes are taking this poem personal. And after I recite this, the nervous Negroes won't even speak to me. Watch and see.
Go ahead.
Let me be the first to speak to you.
Now I don't want nobody else to ask me who I am. I just need y'all to know. Hello.
Yes.
You
the
queen.
Oh. Yeah, she did that at the Art Expo. What was that, 2 years ago? Panoramic poetry. She had been waiting on me. She got up and did the Nervous Negroes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, what we're going to do, so everybody knows who Queen is, and we enjoyed her, and her work is very diverse, from she speaks about the revolution to Scar for Life, where she tells her own story. She's very empowering to women, and she has some great romantic poetry as well. So,
ooh.
And what, you have 2 CDs right now, DVD. Tell us about that.
Okay. I have everything, y'all. I have my first 2 spoken word albums out. Number 1, X Chromosome, and number 2, Fierce, Bad, and Dangerous. Like, I might want to, you know, it is what it sounds like and everything. Also have a DVD out. I have 2 DVDs out, actually. Open Scars, of course, has already been recorded, but what's going on at the festival is there's like extra bonus footage for y'all live. Then I'm also on the Word documentary on the definition of poetry. So all these things can be looked at and purchased on my website, you know, which is justqueen.com. So y'all go to www.justqueen.com, find out more information. Also, you can go to my MySpace. And my / is Just the Queen, and that's spelled all the way out properly, like a poet should say it and should do it. Just the Queen. So, and then you can also listen on MySpace and on my Black Business Space page. You can listen to music and, you know, look at some of the books and everything I have going on. So it's a lot. It's overwhelming. Audience, people out in the world, I just want to let y'all know. So, again, if anybody wants to help with organizing all this, getting my mind right, because it's like I'm trying to wear all these hats. And woof.
Right,
you seem to
doubt.
Be doing it, girl.
Yeah, now, Queen, I got a question, Brother Stephen here. What what is it that you feel keeps you focused, you know, keeps you connected, and, you know, to the work and involved with making sure that, you know, you get this positive message out? What's your primary source of inspiration?
My primary source of inspiration would be, is really what's important to me, you know, is really making my mother proud. So when I'm trying to stay focused and trying to make sure I get the right message out, I make sure I know in the back of my head why I'm doing this, because I want to make my mother proud in the way that I want to make her proud. And what I'm really, really good at is poetry. You understand? That's no matter what, no matter at the end of the day, what can I do? The best is going to be poetry. It's going to be right. There's nothing else I can do better than that. And this is the way I wanted to make my mom proud, though. I did everything that she asked me to do as far as going to school, graduating from high school, going to the military, going to college. I did that. You know, now I want to see if I can make it, like, on something that's supposed to be called a dream, just, you know, but people live this. So just understanding what's important to me, you know, that's how a lot of that can keep me focused. And I just understand that my peace of mind at the end of the day, those are the things that I know that I'm working for and towards. I don't let that leave my head. I'm trying to get peace of mind with all of this, whatever I'm trying to do.
All right. I'm feeling
well,
that.
What we're going to do, we're going to play a piece from Queen, and then we're going to segue right into Jim. So, Queen, you can let us know. I'm going to tell you what I have up here. We have Can't Save the Babies. We have Groove With You. We have X Chromosome. We have... I don't know if you have what? I think those are the three that I have up here. So which one? I'm having a hard time moving through. So which one?
Oh, that's, can't say. Did you say Garveyism? I can't remember.
Garveyism is here too.
Okay. You should play Garveyism. This is the perfect time to let people know we need to go vote too on November 4th. Y'all quit playing, and y'all can vote early. I'm trying to get up there. Like, I got to get up to vote early. But if you don't do it early, do it on election day. So Garveyism is one of those songs that is about the unity in the community and another reason why we should just come out, support, and be collective. So play Garveyism, Jackie.
Okay.
Can y'all listen to the words.
Steven.
You say Garveyism?
Yeah, because my computer is acting up.
Okay, that's with Fierce, Bad, and Dangerous?
Yeah. Speed, Fierce, Bad, and Dangerous.
All right, no doubt. Okay, family, here we go. The Queen on the scene. Also with Fierce, Bad, and Dangerous, here's Garveyism. Y'all check this out.
Garveyism, yo. You be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors loving us together. We'll bring Africa to America. We'll sow forgiveness and reap the gold that was once stolen. We'll build black and buy black and border black and be black. We'll get green and grow green and gobble green and gain green. We'll rinse red and rhyme red and reflect red and finish red. If you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and we'll be free and fight for them, cause they need a leader, and it be we, and you'll be the sun, and I'll be the moon, and you are one, and I am two, and we'll drop your jewels on these ignorant fools, and teach them knowledge and wisdom to understand the freedom is justice, to have equality and eat food with clothes on in a sheltered home, and lend love, portray peace, and harbor happiness. And yo, yo, you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors of, and we'll roll my bodies with Ethiopian tea and plan a revolution. Every day of the week we'll meditate on Monday, taught technique on Tuesday, rights rule on Wednesday, tally troops on Thursday, follow through on Friday, strategize on Saturday, see plan on Sunday. And yo, I love you more than Rita Love Roberts, Lauren Love Wyclef, Betty Love Malcolm X. You be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and to unify our union, I'll lace your wrists with leather, you'll dress my neck in pearls, I'll bet you baby boys and then to baby girls, we'll christen them with myrrh. If yo, yo,
Kind of tight, it make you focus in on the words. You say, let me see what she's saying here. Hold on, one second.
Now, I hope it did its job, so that's what's up. Y'all, let's come together. You know, everybody, let's come together and do this thing right, and that's what I was talking about. I mean, if you heard every word, it really applies to the time we're in right now.
Yeah.
Y'all can purchase that at justqueen.com, too, the whole album.
All right, no doubt.
It's an enjoyable album. Very diverse mix, and it's a real nice.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if we're going to play any more cuts, but if we do, I got something for the men, too.
All right, for sure. Well, we definitely want to let everybody know you were just listening to a nice little cut called Garveyism by Just Queen out of ATL doing a thing. We appreciate her, not just for her music being on the air, but she's also on the line with us tonight as a guest. Representing, letting us know about what she's doing and some very positive things that are coming up, especially in December with the Holiday Theater Festival. We definitely want everyone to go to the website to get some of her music. You want to go to justqueen.com and to learn more about this upcoming stage play. Going to be, was it December 17th to the 19th?
No, sir. Yeah, December 19th through the 21st.
Okay, thank you. December 19th through the 21st. Thank you so much. And to get tickets to learn more about that, everyone can visit holidaytheaterfestival.com.
And that we theater got another... is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Holidaytheaterfestival.com. Theater is T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
R-E.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we got another caller who actually have joined us, area code 909. Are you with
Nancy?
Us?
Uh-huh. This is Nancy. How are you guys this evening? How's everybody?
Everyone.
All right.
Hey.
Good. Nice to hear everyone.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to hear a little bit from Jim. But Nancy, she is the director of the Black Yellow Pages Online. And so we're all talking about connecting. So what's exciting, we have Queen, a fabulous spoken word artist, a budding actress, and a marketing major. And she is centered by Jim Newson, a marketing guru. And we have the marketing, the director here of the Black Yellow Pages Online. So this is just a marketing day. So you can't help but walk away and buy something.
Right.
Yeah. So, Jim, tell us, who is Jim Newson? I mean, we know you're the digital drummer, but who is Jim Newson?
Well, I'm just a brother trying to spread the word, trying to let people know about the advantages of technology and how they can develop new markets, generate new sources of revenue, and come up with new types of products with just a simple $200 investment. So many of us spend $200-$300 on a purse or a pair of tennis shoes, but yet we can spend it on technology and create us a future and a continued source of income.
Okay. So what got you so into technology?
Oh, well, that's a long story, but I've been around this game for about 10 years. I'm part of the Black Data Processors Association, the BDPA. I'm on the national board for them. I'm involved with the Black Engineers. I was one of the first black-owned companies to go public during the dot-com boom. As I said earlier, my company, City Light Software, is a is the number one developer of Afrocentric software in the country. And the way all that began was my mother was ill, and I was taking care of her during her last days and spending a lot of time playing around on the computer while I was there at the house. And then all of a sudden one day I just kind of looked at it, and I had one of those moments where I said, huh, I can do this. You know, 12-year-old white kids can do it. We can do it. Anybody can do it. It's just that simple, and the reach is unimaginable. When you get out there, I have subscribers from all over the world. I've sold screensavers in Russia and South Africa and South America. I have people that contact me from every part of the country. And I have thousands of friends, people that I've developed relationships with, such as Jackie, who I talk with on a regular basis. It's a beautiful world, technology is.
Okay. So, but where were you into growing up? I mean, you know, what was your interest as a young man, as an older man, or, you know?
I came up in what? South Central LA. And so that can tell you a lot about where what I was into growing up. And like Queen, I was in the Navy, and that's where I learned my true skills. When I went into the Navy, I was just a kid from the hood. They taught me how to type. They taught me the basics of communication, of broadcast, how to run a television station, how to publish a newspaper, how to run a radio show. I was a journalist in the Navy. I used to produce USO shows, Armed Forces radio and television shows. Once I got out of the service, I went back on the road all through Asia, any place you can name in the Far East. I was there. I was Ray Charles' road manager, George Clinton's road manager. I worked with Marvin Gaye. And I came up, you know, during the 70s and the 80s in the entertainment field and lived the entertainment life. And as I said, when my mother became ill back in the early 90s, I stopped everything I was doing and came home to take care of her. And that's when I started getting involved in computers.
Wow. That's great. So very interesting man. So tell us about, you have another initiative where you use focus around entertainment, Fresh Faces to You.
Fresh Faces to You is, for all practical purposes, an online beauty pageant. What we're trying to do is lift up the image of positive black women. You know, when you scan through MySpace and Facebook and Black Planet and you see all these girls, everybody wants to think about their physical attributes, about, you know, whether they got a bikini on or whether they're half-dressed or not in terms of their popularity. When you look into the background and begin to read their profile, you find out that these girls have degrees, they have jobs, they have careers, they're doing big things, and that needs to be lifted up and highlighted. So what we're trying to do with Fresh Faces to You, like with any local community beauty pageant, is to find the best in our community and lift them up for the community to support and applaud. And we've ran into some beautiful people. Our first contest, we had over 300 contestants. Unfortunately, we generated $7,000. We gave away $10,000. So that kind of set me back. But we're getting ready to do another one, and we're hoping that we'll have a bigger and stronger response this time.
Okay. So what can the community do to help support that? What can we do as family to help support you?
Well, essentially, the money raised through the voting process, each vote costs a dollar, we're going to use as a community fund to put back into the community to reinvest in good causes such as breast cancer awareness, AIDS, to create venture capital for up-and-coming writers and spoken word poets, people that want to get their talent and their art out there, and they have no other source to go to. They can come to us for $1,000 or $5,000 grant. So ideally, if we could, for example, on MySpace, on the Fresh Faces to You, that's myspace.com/Fresh Faces to You, we have over 20,000 entertainers. If each one of them voted, we would have $10,000 a month to put back into communities all across this country.
So you heard it here, everyone. So Jim is going to let us know when the next campaign goes. And, you know, the one thing you just want to commit to is just voting. Voting for, you know, your favorite contestant at, for $1. So it's just simple. We just really want to, it's about the numbers. So somebody could tell somebody, somebody could tell somebody.
Now, Jim, I got a question for you.
Yes, my brother.
What is the age range for those who would want to participate? Do you have a youth division and an adult division or what?
Well, we're just getting started, so basically you have to be an adult, 21 and above. But we're trying to break out of the traditional modeling mode and show that there's so many talented black, or should I say women of color out there. Traditionally, when you think of the modeling or the fashion industry, it's the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, skinny-as-a-tape girl. But there's some beautiful women out there doing some great things, and we're trying to lift them up just because you happen to be 35 and wear a size 10 or 12 doesn't mean you can't be a model and doesn't mean that you can't represent what's real in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's very very creative, very ingenious, but also necessary. And it gives us a way to control, I guess, the criteria that, you know, our sisters have to meet in order to, you know, get involved in a pageant like this. You know, there's so much competition and backstabbing and stuff that goes on behind the scenes with these mainstream beauty pageants. Most of us never realize. And because they're also trying to adopt, you know, this Eurocentric level of beauty, then, you know, all kind of other things get into play. So I think representing ourselves and falling in love with ourselves and being proud of that is just something that's vitally needed. And if the women are doing it, then that means the girls are looking up to the women and they understand that there's another way that they can express and highlight their beauty. So, you know, give thanks for that effort. We definitely want to see that successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, this grew out of my experience on MySpace. And there are so many, just thousands of beautiful women that are, you know, have degrees, that have businesses, that are contributing to our society, that are volunteering in our neighborhoods, that are working to make life better for all of us. We need to lift them up. We need to honor those women instead of just ogling at their images or their pictures. They're more than just a physical, what we like to say. We are trying to salute the holistic beauty of a woman. In other words, her body, soul, and spirit.
Yes, okay. We have someone in the chat room who just posed a question. Sister Shy Romance, she said, I caught the end of the conversation, but I would love to model. What are the guidelines?
The guidelines is that you be yourself, because that's all a model is. They're all types of modeling applications, whether you be a hand model, a leg model, you can be a hair model. You don't have to be a high fashion model or a video model. There's 101 different ways to make money in the entertainment industry in reference to modeling. So it's about being who you are and presenting that in a positive light. If you have a short afro, you can work with that. A lot of models are making good money with short afros. It doesn't have to be, as I said earlier, the 14-year-old pedophile-looking, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, skinny as a stick girl.
So, someone like her, what would she need to do? Go to FreshFacesToYou.com, and she could get the details?
Yes, but essentially the other thing about Fresh Faces to You, like most of your social networking communities such as the BBS Value Tour, is we're trying to create a network where older, experienced models can mentor and work with young, up-and-coming models to tell them of some of the pitfalls to tell them some of the things to, you know, prepare for in their future career. So once you get there, you can sign up. You can set up a profile just like you do on any other social networking site. You put up a resume of sorts with information about your background, your hopes, your dreams, because that's what people are voting on. Essentially, it's not just how you look, but who you are.
Okay, Brother Jim, give me now Fresh Faces to You. That's totally spelled out?
No, that's the number two. Isn't that the number two, Jim?
Yes, the number two is the letter U. Fresh Faces to You.
To You. Okay, the number two, U.com.
Yes.
Okay. We got that up on the chat room now, so everyone should be able. Because I'm sorry, I had put out. Now, that's the same on your MySpace as well. It's Fresh Faces to
Yep.
You.
Okay, and see, right now I'm trying to direct people to the MySpace site because we're in the process of revamping the website. We're getting a lot of traffic, but it's not necessarily the type of traffic that I'm designing the program for. So we want to revamp that and change that. But on MySpace, where we've had a lot of success, as I said, we have over 20,000 entertainers. We have agents. We have lawyers. We have public PR people. We have designers. We have publishers. You don't get to be a friend of mine on MySpace unless you're about the entertainment business. So for someone that wants to meet other people in the business and learn about the business, I direct them to the MySpace site versus the website because, as I say, we're still trying to make that happen.
Okay, now, one last question here. Do we have, is this strictly for the sisters, or do we have, or is there plans for a male pageant or whatever?
On the MySpace site, it's open to everyone.
Okay.
As I said, our first event was for the sisters only. We were looking to expand to men and eventually to different groups. But as I said, we're still going through the development and the funding stage on that end, trying to restructure the event so that it can be financially feasible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is, like, really great to hear from you. And this is just, like, an inkling, such a tiny inkling of what Jim can do and what he does. But he is so innovative. So my first thing is when you hear Jim Newsom, you go check him out, take advantage. So many things we don't take advantage of. And I'm even working to take advantage of some of the things that he's I've learned from him. I'll go back and ask him 100 questions. But, I mean, he even shows you how to create a video game to market yourself. This is where we need to be. We need to, as a people, we need to stop being on the tail end of trends. Create the trends and move forward and own them so that we're not just moving horizontal. That's how we create these vertical paradigms. And that's why Jim is one of our organizing sponsors. He's on the marketing commission for the BBS Value Tour. So he specifically chosen because, he does marketing and entertainment. So, you know, in both areas, he brings a lot to the table. In the tour, we're just really about just showcasing artists. And our goal, again, is to make positive purpose entertainment mainstream and for the community to understand the importance of the artist. Now, real quick, we're going to be going off air in 2 seconds. You can call in 646-716-7994 and still listen in. So we're still online here. But it's just so important as a community that we need to start controlling, because what has happened, they really understand, they've understood the super negative effect. See, it didn't just happen to black folks because the world adopts black culture. The negative effect of the negative music that they pushed out in hip-hop wound up affecting everybody. So now they're backtracking. But the problem is they still don't want any real content. So now it's like, if you want a deal and all, they want a club sound, a party sound, a club thing. So, okay, you can't say niggas, bitch, or hoe, but you can say drop that thing and all out on the floor and do this nasty thing and talk about a woman like she just not even a human being. You can still do that in the song, and it's cool, and it's okay, and it gets by. You just can't say niggas, bitches, or hoes. So, I mean, it's still the game. They're still trying to control our message. They're still trying to control our story and our image. So if we want to make a difference, we have to own our own art. You have to start supporting the artist. Our artists have to stop making 1 or 2, 10 sales here and there. They should be able to, independent artists should be able to make it on the circuit. And because these independent artists had just quality, they have good production, good music, just better messages. And all we need to do is support the artists. Don't always wait for, you know, Warner Brothers or, you know, whatever, somebody else to put out something. Go to events, support the artists, and at the same time, we need to raise our artist level of doing business, that they have some distribution. You know, you can't always bring everyone to you. You have to go out to the people, so your work has to be accessible. So we need to, you know, figure out these ways of distribution for our music, and, you know, we just need to work at a community at making all of this happen. But I feel really great that, you know, we're all coming together and it's all purposed and it's nothing special I did. I just had an idea and for some reason everybody I ran into, and even if things didn't happen right away. How many years ago we meet each other, Queen? What was that, in 2002 when you won the Poetry Slam for First World? No, Queen may not be on right now, but for First
Hello?
World Theater, yeah, Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I met you, back in 2002 when you won the Poetry Slam we did as a fundraiser for First World Theater?
Yes.
So you never know where a relationship may all go and everything, but it's obviously purposed. So we're going to really make it happen. And now helping our artists and all of our businesses raise ourselves to a new level while helping our community is Nancy with the Black Yellow Pages Online.
Thank you. Thank you guys all very much. It's been so intriguing. Listen to Jim. I just want to hear him finish talking. I was getting so much out of it. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Jim, too, for that information. It's great to know that you're on the West Coast and you came out of Watts. I grew up in Compton.
All right.
So I know the area quite well. My grandmother actually lived in Watson. That's where I was during the riots, okay, so back in 65. But anyway, thank you guys all very much for allowing me to be here.
Now, Nancy,
uh-huh.
I have to ask you this question.
Go right
first,
ahead.
Because the world always wants to know, who is Nancy Aldridge?
Well, let me tell you who I am. I am, or at least I'm coming to you tonight specifically, obviously African-American sister from California, native, with the love to continue expanding business opportunity and connectivity within the African-American community. The majority of my business career prior to retiring from corporate America with FedEx as a corporate sales manager was primarily in the mainstream world, primarily non-African-American. My goal was to always be able to take the skill level and the education and all that I have and really try to give back a lot of my understanding of the advertising and distribution and product opportunities for being able to move from conception to marketplace back to my community. And the Black Yellow Pages has actually formed an opportunity for me to be able to do that. So that kind of gives you a little bit about what my background is, but at current, I'm actually the, I apologize for that. I got going over a little bit of a cough. I'm actually the director for community operations with the Black Yellow Pages, which is actually one of the largest African-American portals on the web right now for African Americans in terms of communication. And we have both the Black Yellow Pages as well as the blackyellowpagesonline.com. We call it the only Yellow Pages with soul. We're actually the nation's largest and most powerful online search engine for black-owned businesses. Originally based out of Pennsylvania, about 10 years old now, and have now expanded to a print book that is currently being distributed, initially starting in California about a year ago. We've printed our second book. It's in distribution now throughout the Los Angeles and the Inland Empire areas, for those of you that happen to know about California, probably like Jim, I'm sure. And we're expanding rapidly into various markets around the United States. But our internet portal is worldwide. We're on over 900 search engines currently. And our goal is to do pretty much what, like a lot of us have talked about, try to connect African Americans to African American businesses and business owners or business professionals so we can continue to recycle that black dollar. So that's a little bit about who I am and a little bit about the Black Yellow Pages as well.
All right. Now, I know you said you guys also do design websites and as well.
Absolutely. Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we're also very involved as an African-American company. Our entire design team and our web design, we have an entire graphic department as well as a web design team that comes together, that works together not only with myself but the rest of my associates on my sales team. So whenever we get a client, one of the things that we do that is very unique from traditional Yellow Page opportunities is typically the graphic portion of what has to be designed for a client. In a lot of cases, it's actually charged back, or maybe the advertising cost is a lot higher. We do everything in-house, and we usually try to encourage our clients to allow my design team to be able to do the work for them. When they've been trained in diversity marketing, one of the concepts that we utilize, which is very effective in marketing, especially not only for online marketing, for print marketing, is what we call dominate the marketplace. And what that means in essence is that we use a concept that actually draws the attention much more to an ad, as a lot of you have probably seen. And if you open any Yellow Pages to any particular section, let's say an attorney in any particular scenario, you're probably going to see a host of ads. All of them are usually touting everything that they do, all their services. How do you decide who it is you want to do business with? What is it that draws you to anybody between A and Z? Well, we utilize some marketing concepts which are very rare and are usually utilized quite a bit in upper-level marketing, and it hasn't typically been something that's been available to the African-American marketplace. But for a lot of us that have come out of expanded marketing practices, we utilize that as the basis for some of our marketing, and what it in fact does is ensures that our clients get a lot more feedback, they get a lot more calls, because we employ certain types of procedures in the setup and the verbiage in our advertisement that actually solicits much more in terms of response. So that kind of gives a little bit of a background just in terms of what we do, and a little bit more just in terms of some of the other aspects that we use, which are a little different, as I mentioned, from a lot of traditional advertising. So it's actually quite a bit different there. Our mission, in fact, we have a pretty varied mission statement, and I'd like to just share a little bit of that with all of you so it'll give you a little bit of better idea in terms of what it is that we do too as well. And basically the Black Yellow Pages, what we do is we develop, publish, and promote directories and marketing programs. And what they do is effectively connect businesses with black consumers. And it really makes diversity marketing strategies accessible to thousands of business owners who would otherwise really not either have the knowledge to use them, or the ability to be able to get to the market. And so the Black Yellow Pages actually provides a very challenging and really rewarding work environment as well as fair compensation for all of our employees. And what we do is we create raving fans out of our clients by providing breakthrough customer service and maintaining unparalleled customer satisfaction. So that's the concept that we work under a normal basis for everybody that's in our company, and it pretty much explains what we do. And so I don't know how many of you have been familiar with the Yellow Pages or obviously the Black Yellow Pages at this point, but a lot of people are not even necessarily familiar with diversity marketing in terms of how it actually utilizes the different concepts to get to market.
Now, Nancy, Brother Stephen here, what's that
web address again for the Black Yellow Pages Online.
Okay. You can. That's exactly what it is, www.blackyellowpagesonline.com.
Okay. Well, this is really great. We this is proof positive. We have some awesome tools.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's never been a question. So the only problem we seem to have is coming together and supporting one another and making use of them. So, but we're starting to do that. So that's the whole goal here is to, like, really come together, form collectives. When I find our community members, people with really good things, the Value Tour needed to find a way to earn income other than sponsorship because it takes time to get sponsorship. So what I've decided is we're going to just open a mall. Our products and services are the products and services of our organizing sponsors, our sponsors, and community members.
Mm-hmm.
All that we ask is, you know, what commission will you give us? So this just keeps us from reinventing the wheel.
Absolutely.
And so there's just no need to reinvent the wheel. So when you need advertising, so rather than just being a member of the community and people having to find out, we're going to promote. Okay, if you want to advertise, these are the people you can advertise with the, you know, some direction of where to go.
Right.
A little information to help, you know, them choose. If you want to consult, if you need to do this, because sometimes with advertising, sometimes new business owners or smaller business owners don't quite know really where to go, how to read or how to navigate. And sometimes, especially with the web, they don't know what the CPMs mean and how that interprets into dollars and budgets. And I think sometimes that deters them from taking advantage of good opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Agree with you. Yeah, well, I know certainly in the Black Yellow Pages as a corporation, you know, we certainly believe in a lot of the same type of concepts that you've talked about. And I know our goal is to kind of do a lot of the same things that you all are doing, is to try to connect the community, ensure that we're a portal that can also make sure that the accessibility to Black business owners and Black business professionals is a very simple process, because the difficulty, as it's been for a number of years, is that there's always been, you know, obviously quite a few different types of publications and a lot of things, but no real way to be able to tie us all together. So
yeah.
I think being a part of, obviously, the Value Tour gives us now the opportunity to be able to share information, obviously to share resources, you know, and as you mentioned, open up economic opportunities for a lot more people. Even in my particular arena, I'm in the process of setting up some training because I'm going to be looking to expand our internet sales division, which is working out very well. And we'll be expanding not only in Southern California but across the United States. So, you know, hopefully even under the Value Tour, we'll be able to let others know that we'll be looking for African Americans that have an interest in ensuring that we make sure that every African-American business owner, whether they're home-based or whether they're a business professional that works for a non-African-American company, that we know that we where they are so that we can continue to support them and grow, you know, this mighty dollar that's certainly out here in the United States. And, you know, hopefully we're on our way to doing that. You know, we recycle so many things in our community. You know, it's important that obviously that the money maintains or that we bring it back.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to let you know, Nancy, we do have a great advertising special of $150 right now that we have going on, which includes distribution of 1,000 pieces at the Art Expo November the 7th to the 9th. That expected attendance is 40,000, and it's definitely the target market. The people like that information. And, Jim, everybody you named is there. Fennell, mm-hmm. I know them all. Poncho. Poncho's always on the first level.
Exactly. Well, that well,
yeah.
We certainly would love to be a part of that. So, you know, to definitely want to talk to you about that. That's not a problem.
Yeah. So
that sounds really well.
Yeah. So these are like some really great opportunities. So, I guess, you know, first I'll do a quick recap, and then I'm going to ask everybody. We're going to have a little bit different ending question, but the recap is, well, we started off with Queen, and we started off with the Value Tour. And our next stop is the 23rd Annual Philadelphia International Art Expo at the Leo Cora Center on Temple University's campus in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, November the 7th through the 9th. And you can visit www.octobergallery.com to find out all the wonderful celebrities and artists that will be on hand at the expo. And the BBS Value Tour will be there too. So we want to take you on the road with us. So we have a fabulous advertising special for $150. So you can just visit www.bbsvaluetour.com/advertise. And you'll get all the details. And we have extended this special until October 30th just for you. Next, we spoke with Queen, who is a featured artist, spoken word artist with the BBS Value Tour. And we're coming together as a community to support Queen with her first annual Holiday Theater Festival in Atlanta, Georgia at Seven Stages. So this is a total celebration of the arts, December 19th through the 21st. And it will be featuring Queen's one-woman play, Open Scars. Also, the play Sojourner, which was Barrymore nominated for Outstanding Leading Actress in a Play, featuring Zuhara and written by Richard Lamont Pierce. There will be the spoken word artists of the world. All the best will be down there from Atlanta, starting with Queen Sheba, Georgia Mee, Malik Salam, Tommy Bottoms, and even more. They have fashion and vendors. So you have three opportunities with the Holiday Theater Festival. First, go to www.holidaytheaterfestival.com. Now you can go there and purchase a ticket for yourself or a couple people. Or we have group rates available. So if you feel you have 10 or more people and you guys want to come on out, just give a call. And Queen, what's that number?
770-256-1241.
Yes. So you can just give her a call, and she will give you the group rate for your group. But a group constitutes 10 or more people, and you will get a special discounted rate.
Get that number out
one more time, please.
770-256-1241.
One more time for you slow riders. 770-256-1241. See, I was riding slow. You got me thinking I'm a nervous Negro.
Oh, okay, so now you can get your group rate, and then also there are vending opportunities. So you can vend for people with great gifts for the holiday time, products or where you do want to get a table. Now, also for our businesses, of course, there are advertising and sponsorship opportunities. So if you want to brand yourself with this wonderful event, that has a lot of good people there, and they're getting the media coverage and play, and you want to take advantage of that, again, you can contact Queen at 770-256-1241 and visit www.holidaytheaterfestival.com. And next we have our next guest is Jim Newsom, the digital drummer, who is CEO of City Light Software, the largest supplier of Afrocentric software in the country. And you can go to www.citylightsoftware.com to purchase your screensavers and find out about the other customized services that City Light Software provides.
Let me interject there, because a lot of people don't realize that there's two S's. It's plural, like the lights of a city. City Lights, LIGHTS Software, SOFTWARE.com.
Okay. I apologize. So that's City Lights. And then Jim has just a fabulous program, community development around modeling and positive imaging of black women. And you can check that out at myspace.com/freshfaces2U. That's www.myspace.com/freshfaces2U. And then last but not least, we have our Nancy Aldridge with the Black Yellow Pages Online. And that's it, Black Yellow Pages Online. It's a Yellow Pages, it's a Black Yellow Pages, black businesses. So therefore, you need to advertise, you need to be in there. It is all over the place. It's the Black Yellow Pages, and they're coming out with a print edition, so you don't just have to be in certain areas, but you can take advantage of the online. And they also do website development, design. So when you want professional writers and good marketing, you need to incorporate that into your marketing budget. And we all, if you're black in business, don't stop making excuses about the money that you don't have to invest in your marketing. Marketing is the process moving from product service to the sale. So you have to invest money in to make the money, and that's the marketing process. So, you know, find research and then see what, you know, what you can do to generate the income necessary to have a marketing plan that brings you in the revenue that you need.
That's true.
So,
yeah, exactly.
So my last question for everyone, if we can move, I guess we'll start with Nancy, Jim, Queen.
Okay.
I want to know, what value does the BBS Value Tour provide for you?
Well, for me, it actually provides probably a lot of what we're seeing right here, the opportunity to be able to communicate and share ideas and concepts between our community is invaluable. There's so very few times where we even have the opportunity to be able to talk about business, but to elevate our business acumen, not only at the grassroots level, but even at the corporate or the professional level. So I think it's an invaluable tool. I mean, I'm looking forward to not only myself, but the rest of my associates that are part of the Black Yellow Pages, as well as our separate marketing companies from that perspective, to be able to really take advantage of and utilize a lot of the tools that you all have, because I think it's an invaluable one to bring the community together. So I respect you and certainly look forward to continued opportunities to be involved in the conversations and anything else that we can do. And within the Black Yellow Pages, we have a little special thing that we call Just Seven. And I think, as I've heard you talk about trying to tout with us to move our concepts to supporting each other, you're probably speaking in a similar concept. And what we do is we challenge every member of our African-American community this year to switch over just seven of the businesses that they routinely patronize to businesses that are in the black community, specifically Black Yellow Pages, obviously. For an example, your insurance agent, attorney, accountant, tax preparer, doctor, dentist, even your bank. You know, switch them over to businesses that are found in the Black Yellow Pages. And if they're not members of the Black Yellow Pages, someone that's in the black community, so that we can, in fact, go back to and continue to do what used to be done years ago, recycle that black dollar, and be able to really build the economic parity back in our community. So thank you, the Black Value Tour, for participating in that same concept, because I believe you all are probably believing in the same concept that we are.
All righty. Thank you for that seven.
No problem.
Jim?
My turn?
Yes.
Well, the Value Tour really helped me achieve some of my my corporate goals to assist in achieving social and economic parity on the net. And what you guys are doing in terms of bringing not only a situation together where new talent can be exposed, which is another one of my goals, but also creating an environment that promotes black business. I am 100% behind it, helps me fulfill the goals that I'm trying to achieve as a company. Every year, I do a thing called Black Friday, which is traditionally the day after Thanksgiving, where I encourage everybody to spend $20 with a black company on that Friday as we're going out doing our holiday shopping. And you at the Value Tour are taking that concept and making it year-round from city to city so that we can actually see and touch and feel what black entrepreneurship is all about.
All right. And now for you, Queen.
Okay, the BBS Value Tour brings high value to me because it's an opportunity for people that are not just business, you know, business savvy, people that may be artists to come to a spot and understand how to promote themselves, understand how it's really user-friendly, you know, once you get on there and just everybody else on there is supportive and there's one goal in mind. So it means a whole lot to be able to go into a site and post your profile and people are automatically responding. It's a lot simpler, you know, than MySpace and all. So it made it easier for me to want to be a part of the business side and the marketing side of my own goal, my own dream, you know, and then starting to see your own people that you work with on there and us all starting to build together, that's, you know, very valuable to me.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you each for being here, and every week everybody provides so much value. It's just like amazing how awesome everyone is, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed. I think that's just a joy in life. I can always find something awesome in somebody and can just marvel at it.
Yeah. That's the sign of a great leader.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Jackie, I would definitely want to personally thank all three sisters and brother Jim, the Queen, and Sister Nancy Aldridge for joining us tonight and sharing your information.
Thank you.
I just want to, you know, give thanks and honor for Center Stage allowing this opportunity for us to come forward, the Black Business Value Tour. And, of course, I'm always going to leave you all with what I represent, you know what I'm saying, 24/7, which is 10-10-50. And from hearing everyone speak, you know, I really would encourage that you all take 10-10-50 and use it as a tool of empowerment for the efforts that you all are involved in, because 10-10-50 is a monthly power plan for our people. And a lot of times if we want our people to give back and buy black, then we've got to promote that, and they've got to, you know, see it being promoted wherever it is. So 10-10-50 is a campaign. You don't join it. You actually perform it or you implement it. And so if you all want to learn more about that, it's 10-10-50.org, the numbers, 10-10-50.org. But we want everybody to use this campaign as a way to get in front of the things that we're doing or to join up with the things that we're doing, so as people can have the seed planted to involve in collective work and responsibility, and being charitable, and, of course, cooperative economics as we exercise imani or faith. These are things that we got to plant the seeds, and then as they begin to grow, then we can cultivate them with more, you know, awareness, more knowledge, and education on how we take a basic plan like 10-10-50, get the masses of our people involved in doing it every month, and then through the Black Yellow Pages online and through City Light software and through, you know, the spoken word artists and the other cultural things that we're doing, help bring it all together and keep it in place. So it's actually now a systematic process, and it's intergenerational at that. So it's something we can pass on to our youth. But I give thanks, and I'm very honored to just be with y'all, and I look forward to building into the future.
Okay, well, that's really great, and just to let everyone know, people don't just talk. That's how I Stephen sent me a message, and I mean, it only took the 30 seconds it takes about read 10-10-50 to realize it made real sense. So I just, and my only question was, would you be willing to work with us? because I will let that is my one pet peeve. Everybody's creating these organizations, doing these things, and we keep moving horizontal. It can't be just your thing. If it's your thing and your thing is about bringing the community together, then it has to be about everybody. If everybody has to come to you, then you've automatically created a barrier or a division. So he was like, fine. And it was like so good to just be able to come together and support someone, and then it makes sense. So I was like, well, good. He helped us. That's the strategy. It gives us the tool to help manifest everything we're talking about. You know, we have the monthly investment, the hours we're asking you to put back to an organization, because outreach is a big part of the tour, and then the $50 a month you're spending with a black business. And it's something anyone can commit to. It's the structure. So I thank everyone. And I'm also the host of Master Grio Radio, which is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. And here on Master Grio Radio, we speak for everyone, peace and love. And we're going to leave out on Queen's groove with you. We're just going to chill out with her groove with you. And everybody have a wonderful evening. And again, thank you for being you and blessing us with your presence. And thank you, Stephen, for holding down the fork.
Yes, now, if you expected me to hold down the fork as far as bringing this groove with you, I have to apologize. My internet just dropped, and I can't even pull it back up now.
Okay. Well, no, I got that for you. All right.
Okay. No doubt.
All right. Peace and love.
All right, peace
no
and love.
No problem. Okay. And have a great evening, too, sweetheart.
All right.
How y'all doing? Hope y'all enjoying the CD so far. We just gonna take a little break. I wanna groove with you. We just grooving. How many of y'all love the in love, the loved? But more power to you, cause I just ain't there no more. You don't wanna be like me, cause all I can do is share my story with you of my past life. I'm just not there no more. But when I did love, couldn't stand my man. He made me so weak for him. All my little strength went down the drain. I mean, you ever had someone come into your life and just turn it upside down to the point you become so happy? You so happy that you can't stand that person because they make you weak. And I mean, naturally. And you're used to being strong, so there's some type of discomfort in it. But your love is so good. I mean, you text messaging the person all day, emailing them while you speaking to them on your work phone. I mean, just showing your ass. But don't it feel so good to feel so good? Don't it make you feel so good when you talking to one of your friends? Well, actually, she talking, because you ain't even listening. You done dazed off thinking about what you gonna do when you see the person again. What you gonna cook for them and all that good stuff. I mean, ain't no drugs and ain't no amount of money that can make you feel that high. But don't it feel so good to feel so good? And you know this person make you high. When you in the food market and you standing in line, you ain't talking on your cell phone or nothing, but you just bust out smiling and giggling. And everybody turn and look at you and you realize where you are. You part embarrassed and you part pleased because don't nobody know what you feeling. I mean, you done thought about something he said, and you just in the supermarket showing your ass. But don't it feel so good? To feel so good. And oh, let's talk about when you're sitting by yourself and you happen to catch a whiff of the person. And ooh, the touch. Oh, the touch. It's over. You done lost all your bearings. But don't it make you sick? You can't stand the person because they putting you out your element. Got you all weak. And it hurts so good and it feels so good to feel so good. And here goes the killer. You know when you done made love and you think about it the next day, you get that sharp pain in the pit of your stomach. But that's that good shit. But don't it feel so good to feel so good? Well, we're going to get back into this CD. I just wanted to groove with you.
and wanted you to groove with me.
So good.